Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say something everybody loves, gift. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
你好, hi, Xiaolan.
Yeah, I have a gift for you.
Really?
Okay. Okay, gift.
Wow.
礼物。
礼物。I'm quite excited about this now.
Yeah, okay. 礼物。
礼物。
So, everybody loves gifting and receiving gifts, and especially Chinese. And it's a popular culture, and it's also quite important for us to learn the art of gifting.
Right, so there's an art to giving gifts. And
that's right.
What kind of gifts to give and how to give them, is that right as well?
Yeah, so before we go that far, let's just start with the basics. The way to say gifts in Chinese, 礼物。
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 Yeah, 物is the second word.It means the object. So then by saying 物, they're following 礼, then we know there's some object. 物。
物。
Yeah, 物。
物。
And it's a fourth tone, so we have to go down, and the way to pronounce it, a bit like W-U, 物, and then fourth tone, 物。
物。
Yeah, any object is 物。
Right, so that's absolutely any kind of physical object, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So what type of object then is the gifting object? So the first word, 礼.
礼.
Yeah, 礼, that means good manner. And also sometimes good manner comes with bringing some present to someone. So 礼.
礼.
Yeah, 礼 is a third tone, so we have to go down and then up and... It sounds like a L-E-E or L-I. We can make it slightly longer. 礼.
礼.
Yeah. The character, the ancient form, was the combination of two parts. On the left, that means to reveal. To reveal something. And then on the right-hand side, that means abundant.
Right, okay.
So to reveal something abundant together, that means manner.
Right.
And so the manner and also sometimes a good manner, we can say 礼貌, for example. That means someone has the certain manner, 礼貌.
Okay, so that's really nice coming back to the 礼物then, because it's like the well-mannered object or the object that is...
Showing your manner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got a real sense of something good, something positive, something polite that's been well thought out.
It is. So the... Gift-giving, being able to give the right gift at the right time to the right people, and also the right value. This is quite an art that a lot of people should really learn well, because you don't want to give someone too little or too much in terms of, okay, if someone get married, maybe, yeah, you can buy a house as a gift, or you give a card as a gift, or you buy some silverware. So this, when to do it, how to do it, it's always something, I think, both in Western and Eastern culture, and in every culture, how to do it, and what is appropriate.
Yeah. Well, Xiaolan, I have a question surrounding this area, because I know in Chinese culture, the very common gift to give to people when something big happens in their life, like getting married or having a baby, is to give a red envelope.
Yes.
And to put money in the red envelope.
Yes.
And what kind of advice would you have for people who are in a situation where they are, say, going to a wedding of a friend?
Yes.
How much money do you think they should consider putting in their red envelope?
Right. There's actually no straight answer. We give hong bao a lot. Hong is red. Bao is to wrap up. The red envelope. So hongbao culture is still very common, and you can actually find the price list on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a list going around. But then again, depends on many factors. Depends on first, how close you are with these people. The closer you are to them, the bigger it is.
Right.
And then second, it's how wealthy are they? If they are very wealthy already, you probably don't want to give too much because they don't really need it. It's a gesture. But if you feel like the family, the newlywed, can make a good use of the hongbao, then you can give them slightly bigger.
Right.
And also, another factor is depends on the wedding venue. Some venues are very expensive, and you knew it. It's a 5-star hotel, and you knew that they have 20 courses, and then with all the decorations and everything. So the more expensive the venue is, they tend to expect you to like share the payment a bit more proportionally, and then they tend to be more expensive. But if they choose a local restaurant around the corner of your house, then you probably don't need to pay too much.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of like the community help each other. So it depends on many different factors. And then also there's a bit like the index. The economy is very difficult. You can explain either way. Because the economy is difficult, therefore they need more. Or because the economy is very difficult, they wouldn't mind if you don't give them so much. So it depends on your relations. So hongbao is part of the giving culture. But then the wu could be anything. So, for example, in the traditional festivals, you may give your client some mooncake during the 中秋节. Yeah, you give the client mooncakes, and the mooncakes, again, could be very expensive and could be very cheap.
Right.
And that depends on your relations. For important big client who give you a lot of business, you may want to give them a slightly more luxurious version of it. And then a lot of people that like giving tea.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because tea appreciation in Taiwan and China, it's similar to like a wine appreciation in France and England and America.
Mm.
So when you go to visit someone in their house, you tend to bring some tea they may not be able to buy in the supermarket easily, because award-winning tea could be like award-winning red wine and then could be hugely expensive. And also the tea I'm talking about here is not like the tea bags and you can just put into your mug of hot water. It's not that type of tea.
Yeah, I love that kind of tea that you're talking about, where you have a special small teapot and you brew the tea leaves in the pot, and then you have to transfer it to another special tea jug so that it's all the same strength, and then from that tea jug pour out into these little cups.
Yes, right. So the wu is the generic term. It could be the object and could be the form of hongbao, which has money inside.
Mm.
And then, so when we say we give the gift, we say song li wu.
Song li wu.
Yeah, song. Song, that means to give out something. So song li wu is to give the gift. Song.
Song li wu.
Yeah, song li wu. It's a fourth tone. And the way to pronounce it is like S-O-N-G, song. So song li wu.
Song li wu.
Yeah. And then as a recipient, you say you shou li wu.
Shou li wu.
Yeah. Shou is to receive. Shou.
Shou.
Yeah. And you can just forget about wu. Wu means object, because li already means gift or already means a manner. So you can simply say song li or shou li.
Song li, shou li.
Yeah, song is to give, song li, and then to receive, shou li.
Shou li.
And then, oh, someone gave me some present. I'm going to open up. I'm going to open it. We say chai li wu.
Chai li wu.
Yeah, chai, that means to dismantle something. Open up.
Right.
Chai. Yeah.
Chai li wu. So that means the person has wrapped it for you then.
Yes, and it's quite a important thing that if I want to give you something, especially in Chinese culture, we wrap that up very nicely.
Okay.
We don't just give you, okay, that's a book and that's a scarf, and we don't just put it in front of your face, that's an object. We actually wrap up very carefully with a ribbons and with a card, and sometimes we try to source very unusual, beautiful paper with ink drawings or with like a special material.
Hmm.
And it's not about the price of the present. Could be a book, but the book is carefully wrapped up. And so the effort of the wrapping process shows how much you appreciate and how much you care. So this is part of the manner.
Right.
It's part of the manner of li.
Okay, so the presentation of the gift shows your sincerity, and that's almost as important as the object inside.
That's right. And the real experts of this is actually Japanese culture.
Ah.
If you go to Japan and then you see a little cake will be wrapped up with beautiful wrapping paper layers and layers, and a box, and then on top of the box there's another beautiful paper bag. And that's the manner Japanese people have, and then certain Chinese people also have such a manner.
Right.
So chai li wu, and for you chai li wu, you need to be quite careful as a recipient. If you just tear everything apart quickly, that would be a bit rude.
Right.
Because when people wrap up so with a all the attention or with the details and the wrapping stuff is actually quite expensive. So sometimes I wrap up something really carefully and give out to like friends or friends' children in America or in the UK. And then the way they did it is just wrap up. They just tear everything apart and my heart just break when that happens, because it took me like 20 minutes and then go around probably three different shops just to get a wrapping material. And all they did was they are so keen to dive in to look at what the real object I was giving them rather than looking at the whole effort we've made. So, yeah, it's a very different culture.
So that's important for people from a Western background to understand, to not make that mistake.
Yeah, so 拆礼物, have to be quite careful. Yeah.
Okay. 拆礼物需要礼貌.
Yeah, so just don't tear things apart quickly. Oh, let me have a look what you are giving me. This is not a point. The point is my heart and my attention trying to think what's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a lot of different types of 礼物. For birthday, we say 生日礼物.
生日礼物.
Yeah, 生日 is birthday. 生 is to give birth and 日 is the day. Birthday, 生日礼物.
生日礼物.
Yeah, and the big day for 礼物 is Christmas. Even now in Taiwan, in China, especially for young people, they started spending some time, not necessarily with family. They tend to spend time with Christmas with their friends, with other young friends. They give each other 圣诞礼物 as well. 圣诞 is Christmas.
圣诞礼物.
Yeah, 圣诞礼物. And then...
The wedding present.
结婚礼物.
结婚礼物.
Yeah, but that's really Western, because in Taiwan and China, they give 红包.
红包, that's right. Actually,
yeah.
One very interesting thing, when I got married, some of my closest friends in Taiwan, they said to me, usually in Taiwan, when you get married, we would give you a 红包, a red envelope. But because you're English, would you prefer to have a present or have a 红包?
Yeah.
So I said, present would be better, because then I can remember you every time I look at or use the present. So they gave me a Bluetooth home speaker system, which was really nice. So now every time I play music at home, I'm reminded of my good friends. So that was an unusual 结婚礼物.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much, Josh. Today we talk about something everybody loves, 礼物. To say give the gift, 送礼物, or to accept a gift, 收礼物. I hope you enjoy this episode, and next time when you receive a present, remember, that's 礼物. See you next time, 再见!
再见, 谢谢.